Maguire, the House Judiciary Committee wants all of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation, including the underlying documents. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tells CBS this morning Mueller did find evidence of obstruction by President Trump, and he seems to want his and other committees to investigate.
He doesn't make the charge essentially because Justice Department guidelines, he believes, prevented him from doing so, but he lays it out for Congress, and he practically invites Congress to pursue that.
The Mueller report includes a passage describing how White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders lied some 2 years ago to reporters about President Trump's firing of former FBI Chief James Comey. AP Sagar Magani has the tales.
In the White House briefing room the day after Comey's firing, Sanders said the FBI's rank and file applauded the move.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI.
Special counsel's report says Sanders told investigators her comment was not founded on anything and was a slip of the tongue, but she'd use similar wording to reporters the very next day. Today, she told ABC's Good Morning America she did not lie and said there's no culture of lying in the Trump administration. But on CBS this morning, Democrat Jerry Nadler says the report makes clear there is.
The president who lies all the time, lies to staff members, demands that his staff members lie.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president tweeted today that some of what's in what he calls the crazy Mueller report is, paraphrasing here, total BS. Trump lashed out at people who cooperated with Mueller's team, said in a statement that the report made by some were fabricated and totally untrue. He alleged that notes some people said they took after meetings didn't exist but were created for the investigation. The Paris Fire Brigade says Notre Dame Cathedral is now secure, and firefighters will leave the site tonight. This is AP Radio News. A California couple who starved and shackled their children will be sentenced today.
David and Louise Turpin are due in Riverside County Superior Court. After pleading guilty in February to torture and other abuse so severe, it stunted their children's growth, led to muscle wasting, and left two girls unable to bear children. They face 25 years to life in prison. The abuse was uncovered last year when one of the couple's 13 children jumped out a window and called 911. The children were severely underweight and hadn't bathed for months. I'm Mike Hempen.
A former Arkansas youth detention officer gets 7 years in federal prison for what a judge called sadistic and completely unjustified actions in punishing disorderly juveniles. 2 years ago, Peggy Kendrick admitted to violating civil rights of teens by pepper spraying them for minor violations and then letting them cook with the irritant on their skin in locked cells. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.